in the headlines. Residents of Draxall, St. George, plunge into mourning as Barbados records another road fatality. Three teenagers on the run for weeks from police, now in custody. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne breaks silence on his support of Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick for presidency. And one private school has so far thrown its support behind the Ministry of Educational Transformation's efforts at curriculum reform and inclusion. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Residents of Draxall, St. George are in shock following the tragic death of 25-year-old Rion Dotton in a crash at Haggett Hall, St. Michael. The collision happened just before 7 p.m. and involved a motor omnibus, a van, and the motorcycle Dotton was riding. He was rushed to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, but did not survive. The news has left the Draxall community reeling, with a relative describing the young man's death as a devastating blow to the community.
Everybody here all said, the man doing again a trouble, nothing, so the man no work back, the man no fix back the cure too, all man a thing, brother. The man no getting a boy in there, so all we the good, brother. And the last time we see you was, man, I want to tell you, Monday, when it come in, real thing.
A resident of Draxall, St. George. The Barbados Police Service has requested that anyone who witnessed the collision or has information is asked to contact the District A Police Station at 430-7242 or 430-7246. Three young men recently listed as wanted by police are now in custody. 16-year-old Damon Hayden Cummins, also known as a Demon of Deacon's Farm, St. Michael, 20-year-old Syrian Jamali Scott Fagan of Orange Hill, St. James, and 16-year-old Terrell Jamari Kidd of Ashdene Village, Blackrock, were all taken into custody on Tuesday. Police say the three, who were the subject of wanted men bulletins last month in connection with serious criminal matters, are assistant investigators. The Barbados Police Service has thanked the public and the media for their role in helping to locate the men. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne says his support for the nomination of Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick as Barbados' next president must not be taken or mistaken for backing the government's wider agenda. Mr. Thorne made it clear this morning that his endorsement was solely out of respect for the office of president and the nomination process, but not a signal of broader cooperation with the administration.
The state is a political entity, and the office of head of state is therefore a political office. Secondly, the office of head of state is not akin to that of the Archbishop of Canterbury or the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, where the criteria are different. As leader of the opposition, I am given a constitutional role in the nomination of the head of state for election into that office. I am required to participate in that process with maturity, sobriety, wisdom, and a broad sense of justice. The public will naturally have a greater interest and excitement about the office of head of state. But over the last 18 months, I have quietly, decorously, and proprietously concurred in several judicial appointments and other appointments to various state bodies. In none of these appointments have I embroiled the offices in any partisan rancor or indignity.
However, in relation to the several invitations sent by Prime Minister Mia Mottley to the Democratic Labour Party to join efforts on crime fighting and other national issues, Mr. Thorne said there will be no acceptance to support government in that regard.
I could not, however, complete this statement unless I say that the Prime Minister must continue to be disappointed in my legitimate rejection of invitations to participate in governmental functions. In matters of state, I will continue to do what I am required to do constitutionally. In matters of governmental administration, I will not breach my constitutional and political responsibility to the people in associating with the government on matters of policy. It remains a fundamental feature of our democracy that there must be an opposition in substance and form.
Leader of the Opposition and President of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne. The Venezuelan government is accusing the United States of a grave violation of its sovereignty, and the issue is echoing right here in Barbados. Caracas says the U.S. Navy destroyer intercepted by a Venezuelan fishing vessel last Friday inside the country's exclusive economic zone, detaining 9 unarmed fishermen for 8 hours, with the executive vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, condemning the incident as hostile and illegal. Meanwhile, Venezuela's Charge d'Affaires to Barbados, Martha Ortega Peraza, is also speaking out, accusing Washington of targeting Venezuela's oil, gold, and natural resources, and even likening the attack to what is happening in Palestine.
Venezuelan government is engaged, really engaged, in the permanent fight against drugs. This is a poorly constructive excuse to justify an invasion to my country, to take our oil, our gold, and other natural resources to continue supporting war around the world, because these people are people of the war, and also to support the genocide in Palestine. This is something that everybody in the Caribbean must be clear.
Venezuela's Charge d'Affaires to Barbados, Martha Ortega Peraza, in the lunchtime edition. As Barbados prepares to open its doors to free movement of labor within CARICOM on October 1st, the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados is warning that worker protections must not be overlooked. Speaking this morning during the opening ceremony of the C2SAB Midterm Delegates Conference, President Ryan Phillips wants a binding regional agreement that guarantees fair pay and decent treatment for all workers, regardless of nationality.
Another issue that must be addressed with clarity and resolve is the freedom of movement within the Caribbean. While the region benefits from shared human capital and collective growth, the movement of migrant laborers must be accompanied by coherent integration policies, proper labor documentation, and enforcement of social protections. Migrant workers must not be seen as threats, nor should local workers be left to feel abandoned. C2SAB calls for a regional protocol on migrant labor welfare with enforceable standards to prevent wage suppression and workplace exploitation.
C2SAB President Ryan Phillips. The Ministry of Educational Transformation is being commended for its ongoing efforts at the inclusion of private schools in the Barbados National Students Council Leadership Program. Education Minister Chad Blackman made the announcement yesterday, stating that the initiative is designed to ensure all students, both public and private, play a meaningful role in shaping educational reform. Supporting the move is principal of the St. Winifred School, Kim Lewis, who told Starcom Network, while her school already have various programs in place, the opportunity to engage with the public is indeed welcomed.
School would obviously always be open to giving our students opportunities, and we do it all the time, taking part in the I Am a Girl Foundation activities. Anything that happens in the country, once we can be part of it, somebody from school certainly is open to taking part. Here, we have not just a head boy or a head girl, but we have 8 students that are part of a student leadership team for the school. And they work with the teachers to plan things for sports day, for activity days, for spirit days. The student's voice is strongly a part of that at our school.
Principal of the St. Winifred School, Kim Lewis. Our top stories. Residents of Draxall, St. George, plunge into mourning as Barbados records another road fatality. Dead is 25-year-old Rion Dottin. 3 teenagers on the run from the police for weeks, now in custody. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne breaks his silence on his support of Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick for presidency. And one private school has so far thrown its support behind the Ministry of Educational Transformation's efforts at curriculum reform and inclusion. This has been the late lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.